Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. We've got some... Hi, this is Donna Sebo. We've been having a little bit of a challenge, hey, but we conquered it. Welcome to an hour of mind power. We're going to be talking about a subject matter that some of you, I think, are going to be a little familiar with, but I don't think you're going to be familiar with the particular application itself. This is something that was brand new to me, and I think you're going to find it intriguing, and so much so that you may want to explore it yourself. Are you familiar with tarot card decks? Are you familiar with working with them at all? Well, this is a twist. We're going to be talking with Janet Boyer, the Back in Time Tarot Book. Picture the past, experience the cards, understand the present. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Donna.
We were talking shortly before we came on air, and this is a concept that is so
Donna,
very unique, Janet.
Donna, I hate to break in here, but we have a pretty bad tone on the line. And, well, of course, the weather around here is pretty insane. I am open enough. Your audience is hearing me. I just wanted to ask you whether you wanted to go to a different phone line, different system. We can accommodate. This is pretty bad.
Okay, I'm not... I mean, this is the line that I'm on, Don, so I'm not going to be able to work with another line.
I don't hear anything on my end.
Okay, excellent. We'll keep it going.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you. As I said, we've been having some challenges. There's some unique weather in the area, and consequently, we're just dealing with that. But, Janet, you have been involved in writing about the tarot and reviewing all kinds of publications regarding the same kind of a topic. You have been involved with editing the 2009 Tarot World Annual Publishing. You have been in all kinds of different print publications.
Right.
And you came out with this book for a reason. But before we go into that, let's go into a bit of your history. You were an ordained minister.
Yes.
And then you had an experience that made you shift into exploring the area of mind and working with the tools such as the tarot. Give us a little bit of history on that.
Yeah, very interesting. Ever since I was a small child, I had heard what I deemed the voice of God or the voice of Jesus. I had the ability to see spirits and communicate with God, but it was very normal to me. And I grew up in a Pentecostal denomination, the Assemblies of God, and many offshoots of the Assemblies of God actually condone that kind of thing. They call it the gift of prophecy or discerning of spirits, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to comfortably use my gifts to an extent. But then I've always had a problem, even though I actually went to college and majored in theology, became ordained, I always had a problem with the concept of a literal hell. And it just never sat right with me. And I would always question God, and I'd say, I don't understand. You know, the Bible says that hell was not made for mankind. It was made for the devil and the angels. And how does man end up there? It doesn't seem fair. And I would actually hear a voice that says, one day, Janet, you'll know. I would actually hear that in my spirit. And so I would still be conflicted, but feel that calling on my life. And then one time I was at a friend's church. He was also a pastor. And there was a visiting minister. And he started talking about the tradition of there not being a literal hell in theology. Well, of course, the pastor who invited him to come didn't know that that was his theology. And something shifted within me. I felt like I went to a spiritual chiropractor, and then I heard the voice say, Janet, this is it. And I just, it was just an epiphany is all I can say. It was the ultimate aha moment. And so I began researching the hermeneutics and the history, and I found that there was indeed precedent that there was no literal hell taught in the early church and what have you. And after that, I just began exploring, you know, other avenues and being more open to other religions and realizing that, you know, all people eventually return back to source, to God. And so it dissolved the barriers of my narrow, you know, fundamentalist Christian view. And I became open to, you know, Eastern thought and the different religions. And because of my natural bent for prophecy and divination and things that are deemed, quote, supernatural, tarot came across my path, and I just felt one day to learn it. My husband tells it this way. He said, one day I said, I just feel to learn the tarot. And he looked at me and said, okay. And then I just began exploring it. And that was about, 8, 9 years ago, and I've just been building on it ever since.
Now, this particular process, the Back in Time tarot card book, why did you want to put this together? Why is going back in time relevant to where we are today? How could this help someone?
Well, this method actually came to me in yet another epiphany. It was in my bathtub. And it actually solidified a method I had already done in my head. And that is to pair tarot cards with circumstances in my life. For example, if I see a child outside in the neighbor's yard playing, you know, I would think automatically it's a tarot card that would capture that. And when I was in the bathtub, I just heard the back in time tarot. And it all came to me that what I did mentally could actually be put in a process to help any person be able to learn tarot cards. Because what I've heard so often is people say that, you know, trying to learn 78 cards, which somebody tells them is they're supposed to mean, is just too intimidating. And they feel overwhelmed. They feel discouraged. The meanings that are often associated with the cards from so-called experts don't seem to match the imagery, and it confuses them. And so when they're doing a reading, you know, it's very difficult for them. It's almost like they have to memorize all these meanings to even use the cards. And they don't trust their intuition enough because they just feel so intimidated. So they keep relying on experts and their opinions instead of really forging a personal connection with the cards. And so my bit method can enhance an experienced tarot card user's reading methods, but it can actually be used by anybody who's never seen a tarot deck. That's because I encourage people to mine their memories, the past, whether it happened a second ago or a decade ago or sometime in history. And it could be a biography, it could be a personal experience, a movie, a fairy tale, it could be anything. And they can reduce that snapshot in their mind, that mental memory, into components, and then match those components with tarot cards just based on their own gut instinct. It could be the title of the card. It could be an image, a color. The person in the card resembles someone. And that way, once they begin forging a personal connection with the card, it's what I call imprinting. It's almost like, you know, how parents sometimes will have their child put a hand in clay, and then they bake it, and they have it for a memory. It's to preserve that memory. Well, this is, with my BIT method, using personal memories, individuals and readers will imprint their own personal experiences onto the card. And then in the future, should that card come up in personal contemplation or for divination or reading for others, they will remember what they associated that with in the past, especially if they write it down in journal, which I recommend in my book. I have over 100 exercises in the Back in Time Tarot book to help people immediately integrate the method. And using the different snapshots, we have over 30 snapshots from both me and fellow tarot authors. And right after each one are 3 immediate questions so they can start pulling out the tarot deck and doing their own exercises and begin to imprint their own personal association on the cards. And that way, any deck will feel like truly theirs, because that's another complaint I hear about people who are intimidated by the tarot. They said, how can I find the perfect deck? And I don't believe a perfect deck exists. I think what happens is there's an obstacle to bonding with a deck because there's no personal associations. There's no sensory data. There's no memories associated. They're basically, it's like rote memory, like the multiplication tables. And so, and the benefit of, too, the Back in Time Tarot book is even if somebody doesn't have a deck, I got permission from U.S. Games to replicate the entire 78 cards of the Universal Weight Tarot. So even if somebody doesn't even have a deck, all they got to do is flip in the back of the book, and they can use that. And so that's the reason why I decided to make it into a book, to make tarot accessible to everyone. So it's tarot for the people and by the people, and not just in the hands of those who study esoterica or cult secrets. It could be for anybody.
All right, and one of the things that I want to emphasize here, and I know you mention it in your book, is that what you're dealing with is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the cards, they have absolutely no power themselves. They're just pieces of paper with pictures on them.
Yes.
So, just like you've said, in the back of the book, there's pictures of the cards. This is the writer deck that you're using. It's one of the classic decks.
Right.
And if someone decided they wanted to use another kind of deck, they can do that.
Absolutely.
It's their choice.
Absolutely. I even say that in the beginning of the book. I actually give like a dozen samples.
Mm-hmm.
But I say as long as the minor arcana is illustrated, meaning there's people or figures on them, as opposed to, let's say, a playing card deck where there's three hearts or, you know, three spades or what have you, as long as it's an illustrated minor arcana, they can use my bit method with any tarot deck. And technically, they can use it with most oracle decks as well, as long as there's animated imagery on there.
Okay, now some of my listeners may have a deck, and if you do, you may just want to go and grab it, if you would, just to sort of play along with us. But you've got in a deck, you've got your major arcana,
mm-hmm.
and they're like your deck of playing cards. They've got four suits from ace to ten. You've got the wands. You've got the cups. You've got the swords. You've got the pentacles. So you've got the minor. You've got the major arcana. You have a number of different things here. Would you go into some, you know, some detail with? And for those of you that might be curious, goodness gracious, there are a gazillion different types of decks out there. So you can have a lot of fun with this if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk more about the bit method.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say we've got a tarot card deck, our favorite, and tell us, well, you said a mental snapshot, and one of the things that we had talked about, because this is very much in the news, let's use a couple of examples. Let's talk about, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just use that, because he's obviously the President of the United States. So when someone is wanting to get an impression with this, because you're saying you picture the past, you experience the cards, you understand the present.
Right.
The present. Tell us what we're doing here.
Okay, what we're not doing is divination.
Okay.
So even though my method will help people become very good at divination eventually, my method teaches people how to bond with the cards on their own terms first. And so what I encourage people to do is, let's say you say Obama. Well, there's a lot with that. You know, if somebody were going to do a bit snapshot of President Obama, they might write down, let's say, four or five components, because you don't want to make this overwhelming. You know, when you first start the bit method, it could be just a few things. It could be many things. For example, someone may choose one component of Barack Obama, the fact that he has been elected the first African-American president. Somebody may choose to contrast Obama with his predecessor, George W. Bush. Somebody may choose a card or cards to represent Michelle Obama, who has become quite a fashion icon, and she seems very down-to-earth. Individuals may want to choose cards to represent the two daughters, who have been the youngest in the White House since, I believe, Amy Carter. So there's many. His policies, his politics, his background. I mean, there's many things just with Barack Obama that you can pair with tarot cards. So if somebody were to want to do a bit snapshot with Barack Obama, I'd encourage them to pick, just four or five aspects about him or his presidency or the campaign leading up to it, the inauguration, anything. And then once they write down those components, consciously look through a tarot deck, face up. Now, this isn't divination random. face up, look at the images, and pick a chord that for some reason resonates with them about that particular component. For example, his inauguration and his election, when I was just looking through the cards as we were talking, the card that I came upon that reminded me was the Six of Wands. There's a figure who's sitting on a white horse. He has a wreath on a staff, and people are surrounding him with staffs. And it reminds me of coming home from a hero's welcome or receiving public accolades. And so the reason I chose that to represent the inauguration is, from all intents and purposes, he seems to be a very well-received president, imbuing hope to people, starting a new day. But that's just me, because I happened to look at the card, and for some reason, the Six of Wands, which I also associate with victory, I associate that with Barack Obama and his inauguration. But, you know, somebody may look through the cards, and they may pick another card. You know, they might think, no, this reminds me of him. Or they might pick another one and says, no, you know what, this represents this aspect of him. Now, do you have a tarot deck with you there, Donna?
Sure.
Do any cards jump out at you to represent Barack Obama, any aspect of him? Is anything leaping out at you as you look through the cards?
What I'm looking at is the Two of Pentacles.
Oh, that's interesting. And what made you gravitate towards that card?
I think because it's trying to keep a balance, and there's a lot of waves in that card that are in the background, and staying grounded.
Well, that is an excellent evaluation, because actually that card is sometimes interpreted as balance. But that is true, because, I mean, there's a lot of waves that he's inherited. You know, he's, you know, with the, and actually the Pentacles or coin suit is actually often associated in esoterica with financial matters. And of course, we do have a tumultuous financial situation here in America. And as a president, he is going to have to balance, you know, do a lot of balancing acts, a lot of juggling. He's got a lot of responsibilities. So actually, that is a fantastic card to represent that aspect. And the thing is I'm not right and you're not right. We're both right. There is no wrong way to do my BIT method, because it is teaching an individual person to bond with one or more cards based on their own impressions. Because, you know, it's making a deck a person's own is what it's doing. Now, sometimes a person may look through the deck and say, you know what, one card doesn't seem to accurately capture this. I think I need to have two or maybe three. And that's okay, too. And I even discussed that in the book, when perhaps one card's not enough. They feel that, you know, they want to have a combination of cards to more accurately represent a situation.
So what you're really saying here is, if someone is wanting to explore how to develop the association with the cards that are in front of them, then if they picked something like what we just did, you went and picked out something that, just when you were flipping through them, the image just made the association. And again, I'm repeating your words for a reason, because this is very good for someone who is beginning. Someone who is really wanting to, let's say, step out of paradigms of thinking and actually using the mind, the imaginative processes.
Absolutely.
And when you are journaling at the same time, then what is going on in the journaling? There is the mind, imagination, connection, the association, and as you said before, then that enables someone to be comfortable with the card.
Absolutely. And there's also other byproducts I'm finding. I've been having a lot of readers email me. Quite a few people are experiencing it as a very, very healing process, because they're choosing painful memories from their past to do. And they're choosing to, you know, pair up cards and journal about that. And by the process of the BIT method, one of the byproducts it ends up being is they're receiving some sense of objectivity and some sense of healing and additional information that is helping them to process it and move on forward. So they're, and that's why it says for the future, to, you know, go into the future. Even though we're using the past, it will enable people to go into the future, whether it's for healing or, like you say, the imagination, but also for future readings. If someone eventually does want to use the tarot for divination, which that is only one aspect of the tarot, then in the future, if, let's say, they did associate the Two of Pentacles, as you did, with a balancing act, or staying grounded amongst tumultuous circumstances because of those waves, once they journal and make that association with, let's say, Obama, as you had just said, once that card comes up again in the future, they will remember that association, especially if they've journaled it. So they basically added yet another meaning to a particular chord. But that doesn't, that's by no means not the only meaning. I mean, for example, they may, somebody may evaluate a fairy tale and they choose the Two of Pentacles for something different. I actually use the Two of Pentacles, that card you picked for Obama, in my book to represent, I think it was a car part, a fan belt or something that my husband needed to get repaired because it reminded me of the belt. And that we needed to have two springs instead of one fixed because it would have made it imbalanced. So the more you do the bit method and the more meanings and the more snapshots you evaluate using these cards, the more tools you have in your proverbial tools pouch, you know, to bring to bear on readings or for meditation, for healing, for affirmations. It really could be used for just about anything.
Now let's take an example of what you just brought up. In fact, why don't you, if you will, share. You were talking about a personal experience. So if someone had, let's say, something in their past that was really of a particular thing that they couldn't disassociate from it. It sort of hovered in the back of their mind. So what you would tell them is just pick up the cards, write down what it is that maybe is in that mind set that you've got that you're wanting to have a deeper understanding about.
Absolutely.
And look at the card that stands the strongest and that gives you the strongest pull. And again, you're using pictures. That's important. Because that is often how we think anyway.
Absolutely.
In pictures.
And there's color symbolism in most decks. There's posture. There's visage, the face. There's the interaction between people. There's symbols. Absolutely. Even if you don't have something firm in mind, and it's a vague emotion, like you said, there's something in the background that's bugging you, or there's something that bothers you about a situation, or perhaps it's a memory, and you just can't put your finger, why does this bother me so? You can just look through a tarot deck and say, what card resonates the most to match this feeling? You know, even if it's vague, my bit method also helps people solidify their emotions or solidify their thought processes, because sometimes, you know, the mind is, especially the monkey mind, it just jumps from thing to thing to thing, and it's very hard sometimes to, especially in a traumatic situation or a very volatile or emotional situation, it's sometimes very hard to gather the thoughts. And so by journaling the cards that represent the various aspects of that memory or that experience, a person can gain a whole lot of clarity using my bit method, which is another, one of the main reasons I brought this forth as a book, is for gaining clarity in a person's life.
Now, let's do something. You mentioned a fairy tale earlier. And all of us know about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and we have all of these interesting little characters that are there. In there, we have Grumpy, we have Sleepy, we have Doc, you know, and we've, we've got a bunch of Smiley and all, and the others.
Right.
Now, if someone were wanting to do this, and we took a character, again, of Snow White, and someone might go through and in looking at it, maybe they say, gee, the Queen of Cups is Snow White. I just think that that's her. And you look at the Queen of Cups, and again, I'm just throwing this out.
No, there is no wrong way.
That's right. So you have this. So if you're dealing with something like this, and you just pull out, let's say you had a bunch of friends, and you were trying to experiment with this, and you said, well, this is what I saw as Snow White, is the Queen of Cups. She's sort of isolated all by herself. She's got all of these good things around her. And, you know, she's just all this and that and the other, because the Queen of Cups is a very luxurious type of a card character. So where would you take it from there? What's the value of using that fairy tale figure?
Well, I would have the person, you know, pick it themselves. I wouldn't say, okay, this is, I wouldn't teach them and say, okay, I associate it with the Queen of Cups. I'm basically telling people to be their own boss when it comes to tarot cards. As a matter of fact, my publisher even asked, they said, do you want to have keywords in the back? Do you want to do it like other books? I said, absolutely not. I could have done that, but I didn't want to, because I wanted to encourage people to come up with their own meanings, not what tradition tells them. And the benefit of it is that they will bring that interpretation to bear on future readings or for future circumstances. It's almost like once you bond with the card via my bit method, of the association and the imprinting process, especially if it's journaled and recorded in some way, then it'll stay fixed because it's sensory, you know, and we often remember those things that touch our senses that we experience directly. So, for example, you know, it would depend on a person's reasons for associating the Queen of Cups with Snow White. Now, for you, you say it's because she seems isolated and there's a luxurious setting. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I was just, you know, looking.
Right, and that's right for you. And so if you were to write down, like, all the reasons why you saw Snow White and the Queen of Cups, in the future, if that Queen of Cups card would come up in a personal reading or for contemplation or even for affirmation, you would remember how you associated that with Snow White and why. And so it's almost like a shorthand to the subconscious. It's a shorthand to universal archetypes. It's a shorthand. It's a little package that delivers a lot of meaning. And that's the power of archetypes.
And I think that that's very important. Because when someone is using a tool,
mm-hmm.
and it especially is a visual tool, dependent on cultural background,
mm-hmm.
those aspects will lodge. And so this is a book for someone that would be interested in exploring the specific nuances.
Absolutely.
That would be going along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is quite significant. Now, when someone is using this, let's say they're a beginner, they've gone through this, they have really felt good with what they do, and then they want to go to the next level of exploring their capability of using them as a tool for insights into themselves, etc., then what would you recommend for them to do?
Well, it depends on what kind of insight they want. Again, the tarot is an amazingly versatile tool. I mean, it could be used for brainstorming. Like if someone, you know, is writing a book and they need some ideas for character or plot development, you know, they can look through the tarot. If somebody wants to start doing readings for themselves, as in pulling cards randomly, where you shuffle face down and say, universe or God, what would you like me to know? And they do a simple past, present, future reading. There are so many distinct ways for affirmations. If somebody feels that they need more courage or boldness in their life, they may pick the strength card that shows a woman with her hands in the jaws of a lion. So there are so many actually methods of using the tarot, both consciously and unconsciously. It would really depend on what they want to use the tarot for, whether they want to use it for divination to access the mind of God or the universal mind, whether they want insight onto a situation either randomly or consciously. So it really depends, but no matter what they choose to use the tarot for, the bit method will equip them,
mm-hmm.
because they are bonding with the cards according to their own preferences, their own memories, their own reasons. Now, of course, if they have other tarot books on their shelf, or if they want to read what a deck creator says about cards, or they want to learn some traditional meanings, by all means, they can do that. They can add that to their personal stash of meanings to use with the tarot, however they may want to use it. But the way my method works is for a person to bond with the cards on their own terms first, so that just about any deck can be the perfect deck for them because they're comfortable with it,
mm-hmm.
because they have made sensory associations based on either a personal memory, an overheard discussion, something they witnessed in a grocery store, a fairy tale, a movie they just saw at the theater, a song that remains one of their favorites from the 1980s, let's say. And that's funny because I actually do a bit snapshot of 1980s music in my book because I'm a child of the 80s. But no matter how they bond with it, whether it's through the memories and through biographies and historical events, they will remember why they chose certain cards for what situations and why. And especially if they keep track of the journaling, then that will bring to bear in any future use with the tarot, whatever that might be for them, because it really depends. I mean, people use tarot for many different reasons. Some people have no spiritual path whatsoever, and they see basically the tarot as a set of inspiration cards. Some people, like myself, use tarot as an actual spiritual path. Some people use them for affirmations. Some people use them to bridge communication. I'm also a professional tarot reader, so I have clients who come to me and they want insight, and so I do readings for them, you know, based on what they might have problems with. But when you connect with the bit method, it helps a person to remember that card and remember everything they associated it with. For example, right before the phone call, I had somebody email me, tell me they enjoyed their book, enjoyed my book, and they were saying that they read an article in Oprah magazine about a lady who was in some kind of a steam box in a therapy session or in a resort, and she started to panic because she felt like she couldn't get out of the box, And here, you know, she called for someone to help, help, and here there was no latch. All she had to do was push the top off. But she says, you know what, when I read that story, I remembered your bit method, and I immediately, in my mind, associated that card with the Eight of Swords. And in the Rider-Waite deck is a woman who's blindfolded, surrounded by swords, and she's not really tied, so to speak. I mean, she could easily pull off and walk away, but it just, and it reminded her of that story where the woman, you know, thought she was trapped, but she wasn't. And that is interesting because the Eight of Swords, a lot of times, is interpreted traditionally as a person who either plays the victim or they feel like they're trapped, but they're really not, or that they have the power within them to get free. So it's very interesting how even by associating very personal memories, that it still somehow taps into that universal mind that Jung talked about, the collective unconscious, and it still pulls and parallels with some of the traditional tarot meanings anyway.
Janet, I know we're out of time here. Your book is The Back in Time Tarot Book.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, Janet has a real passion for what she does, and she's very much involved with it. Quick like a bunny, do you have a website?
Yes, janetboyer.com, JanetBoyer.com.
Well,
I have over 700-800 pages of free content. You can learn more about me, learn more about the book.
Wonderful. Janet, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest. It's fascinating to talk about tools that stimulate the mind. And thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We'll come back in just a moment, and more good things are going to be shared with you. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTemp Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome. Hey, telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to give me a buzz and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, I'd be delighted to do exactly that. Here are the toll-free telephone numbers that you can call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888 815-9756. And again, just give me a buzz. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Now, I did want to quick like a bunny let you know my newsletter went out last night, and it is going to be up on the web. So if you're not a subscriber and you would like to be a subscriber, just send me an email to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. I'll add you to the list. Otherwise, just go right onto my website, and you'll see the newsletter in all of its glory. You're going to find that I'm experimenting with certain templates, and so it may not look like it did last month, but that's the way it goes. But you've got all the lists of guests that are going to be coming on. Also, it gives you information about my schedule. We have coming up in the month of March. I'm going to be up in Alaska from the 9th until the 15th of March. And if you're in Fairbanks or Anchorage and you'd like to meet with me, then all you need to do for a private appointment is to call my office, 800-872-8852, and we'll be glad to give you the details on that. And then, of course, the Pacific Northwest Women's Show is coming up, and that is going to be March 27th, 28th, and 29th. This is such a marvelous, marvelous event, and there are so many goods and services and you gals in the Pacific Northwest. Circle that weekend and come on out. I know we've got a caller, but before I go to that caller, I want to also let you know there's something very special that the Donna Sebo Show is going to be doing. We're going to be having a stage for most of the day there at the Women's Show, and I am going to have guests who are going to be sharing all kinds of things about fitness, about how to work with money if you're a woman entrepreneur. We have got all kinds of good subjects we're going to be talking about right there on stage, and you'll have a chance to interact with us and talk with us live at the Women's Show. And then I'll have a booth 406. This is a dynamic, dynamic event. It's at Quest Convention Center in Seattle. So go to northwestwomensshow.com, northwestwomensshow.com. You'll find out all of the information, discount tickets, parking information, everything you could possibly know. And if you'd like to assist me at the show, hey, give me a call. We will be able to get some free passes for you so you can come on in, and I will be delighted to have you as part of our working team. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, Donna. This is Rebecca, and I'm calling from San Francisco area.
Hi, Rebecca. Wow, are you on a good line? You sound like you're sitting right next to me here in the studio.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
It is. It's great. Okay, Rebecca, let's get down to business with you. First picture right in my head is dental work. Isn't that just what you called up to hear about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to the dentist. Oh, sure. This is really exciting, Donna. Okay, but what I want to tell you is there is a level of stress that I'm seeing you going through, and you have a tendency of clenching your teeth.
Right.
And your jaw gets locked. But what's really strange is that I'm seeing a nerve right underneath the center line of the nose associated with the front of your teeth. Hmm. And it's going to give the strangest sensation going up into the left eye. And if you notice any kind of what I call a sense path, a sensory path,
yeah,
relax your jaw immediately.
Okay.
Because for whatever reason, it is this clenching of the teeth. It's the way you do it.
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to activate that. It's a real unique feel that I'm getting in my face.
Huh.
And that is a barometer. Relax the jaw. Take a deep breath. If you're in a meeting where you're doing negotiating, anything like this, and all of a sudden you notice this sensory path, it's not painful, but it's just this odd feel, and just go, okay, I'm clenching my teeth. It's being mindfully present with it and relaxing the jaw, the mouth.
Okay.
And you can do that without opening your mouth wide. It's an advantage if you can open your mouth, but you may not be able to do that. You know, they're going to think you're catching flies or something if you're in a
right.
meeting.
Right.
So that's not what you want to do. But you have got a lot on your plate, and you are working very hard at keeping yourself focused. And I'm seeing you sort of gritting those teeth in your muscles so tight in your arms and in your hands, because you're saying, no more interruptions, no more interruptions. And I want you to just take a deep breath and just say, I'm going to get through this, because you will. This is a very short cycle of this intensity, but it is something you're going through, and you are learning with it. You are really learning. You're learning how to think in a whole different grouping of paradigms. And that's always a challenge. That's never easy for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really going through a very intense learning, growth development for career, as well as in your personal life. It's all interrelated, which is no big surprise. I mean, those are just the facts. So remember, you've got to have your rest on, because if you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to be easier for someone to push your buttons.
Okay.
Where the stress just goes internal. So you just need to know every once in a while when it really gets intense, go to the bathroom and maybe just do some, you know, bending over, just lift your shoulders up, rotate them a little bit, forwards, backwards, and do maybe a few side bends, and then take some deep breaths, put your arms up above your head, and just sort of release it.
Okay.
Let go, because it's just all intensifying in the muscles. I feel like my muscles are a burn, like I've been working out 200-pound weights.
Right.
So it's all stress. It's all stress. But you can use it so it works for you instead of working against you.
Okay.
What would you like to ask me, dear?
Well, you're pretty much right on with all of that. So it's about career and finances. Where I'm working is a contract position, and that's going to be ending next month. And so I'm wondering where I should focus my energy as to where my next job is coming from. Because I have this saying up on my desk that says, energy management is more important than time management.
Well, I think you need to be able to combine the two of them. Make it a combination of energy and time.
Okay.
You need to give yourself the option, because the energy is great, but if you don't manage your time fairly decently, then you're going to find that you're in this state of stress.
Okay.
So you may need to make it okay. You know what's coming up. You know what's happening here. And it's, where do I go from here, obviously? That's the question you're asking me.
Right.
And I'm looking at 1, 2, 3 different opportunities that right now you can start gaining some inroads in, but there could be as much as a month period, maybe longer down. So the sooner you start moving with this, the better it's going to be.
Okay. Oh, you mean a month or so down the road before something manifests?
Right.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
So you want to start moving right almost immediately. You want to look at how you can manage your time so you can start moving in that direction.
Okay. Okay. Yes, and I know a couple of these opportunities. I'm going to need to get more technical background. And so that was just verification.
Well, you're going to have some people to assist you with that, too. You've got some people you know that can really give you what I call a crash course on the technical background, and you can use them to assist you, and that can be built into your proposal that you would make to people, because you're not going to be able to do every single thing by yourself.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. Okay, great. Thank you very
much. Well, thanks for your call, hon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back. Hey, that phone line is open for you. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227 and worldwide 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com. at DelphiInternational.com. And her website is www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Siebel. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. But I want you to know we've got phone numbers for you to call into, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. That second number is worldwide. Before I go to my caller, tomorrow we're going to be talking with John Slade. And the book we're going to be discussing is Adirondack Green. Now, the title in of itself does not say a whole bunch, but this is about wind power. And this is about what's really happening in the Adirondacks of the United States. So we're going to have an interesting time with John Slade. I invite you to join me if finding out about how to utilize power so that it can create an economy within a community as well as save energy. You're not going to want to miss this. This is Donna Siebel. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Carmel.
Hi, Michael. As I'm watching you in my mind, I'm seeing you having a wonderful time with some friends that I think you will not have had a chance to interact with for a while. This looks like it's a social type of an environment. It's a cozy sort of social. It's not a whole bunch of people. It looks like it could be anywhere between maybe 10, 16 people. But it's out of doors, everybody's really enjoying themselves, and you're going to have some of the most interesting conversation with two or three people that you will not have known before at this party. Their backgrounds are going to be quite unique, and you're going to find that there is this wonderful camaraderie among all of you, and this will be the beginning of some new friendships. You're breaking down some barriers that you have sort of had around yourself as an insulation. You had felt vulnerable in the past, and it seems to me like you have shaken off this vulnerability, and it has enabled you to be able to be more comfortable with what I'd call new experiences, new associations, and it's going to expand your world in a terrific way. I really like what I'm looking at. There's a problem with your neck that I am observing, and I think it's as if you've got some muscles that are doing some strange spasms. And there's going to be a sensation that possibly will come up behind the right ear. It's almost, I can't say it's like a tickle, but it's a very odd sensation going through the nerve endings in that part of the body. And when you begin to notice that, it's like a little red flag should go into your consciousness, and you need to say, okay, I better move, I better just sort of limber up a little bit, maybe stretch, and let's relax muscles in the neck. It may come from working on the computer too much, or maybe you're out gardening and keeping your head at a certain angle, but it's it's almost like an Alka-Seltzer kind of effect in the nerve endings, like little bubbles are traveling through. It's just very unique. But once you pay attention to it, then you'll know how to read it whenever it occurs, and you'll know to pay attention so that you move and release that stress that is back there. It would really help. Good things. Summer is going to be really, really good for you. I think your association with people, it's just going to be so fluid, it's going to grow, and I think that you're going to enjoy the company of people in the coming months much more than you have in a long, long time. Isolation, I'm getting, is over. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I want to change my job. I've recently met a man who's got an invention who I think I'd like to sell. He's very straightforward. It's a mask. He's got patents on it. It's really an interesting thing. And met him by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you see me getting involved with that, maybe even part ownership.
Well, I think you need to be cautious with this. You need to do some more homework and research about it. If you wanted to be able to really do a testing of this market to see what it would be, I would say look at perhaps being involved on a part-time basis with sales. And I know we're just about out of time here, but if you're dissatisfied with where you are, don't jump the gun yet. do some testing with this first to see if this is really where you want to put yourself. My impression is I don't think it is. But I do think it's something that you should explore because it's going to make things open for you in other areas.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very, very much, Don.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michael. Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
My goodness, bye-bye. We're out of time. How does it go by so fast? Amazing, isn't it? This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. There is so much in this world to explore, to learn, to know. You're never going to get it all. But you can have a good time while you're going through the process. Sit back, enjoy life, enjoy the ride. It can be fascinating. Go for it. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show.